All right, thank you, Carrie. Hey, everybody, this is Brian with Smarter Networker. I'm really excited to have you join us tonight for our prospecting and closing kickoff call. This is so exciting for us. Everybody's put a lot of hard work into this. And hey, Carrie, is it possible to turn off the tones coming in for the people coming onto the call? That'd be awesome. Anyway, I just wanted to say welcome to everybody. Thanks for joining us. I know this is a big deal for you guys to get onto this call, and a lot of things had to come into play and happen just right, and we really appreciate you guys joining us tonight for this. It took a lot of work on your part and definitely some effort and some doing to get here, and we really do want to say thank you to those of you that made it happen. And you really have joined an exclusive group of people. There's about 180 people that have registered for this class. And this class has not happened in several years, as you know. And so this is a rare opportunity indeed. We're going to be talking tonight a little bit about what you can expect over the next 5 weeks. We're going to give you some of the housekeeping stuff tonight, as well as share with you exactly what you can expect over the next few weeks. And that will free us up to have Danny full-time next week. And then some of our other trainers will be on the rest of the week. So we'll share with you a little bit about those guys as well later on tonight. My name, again, is Brian Niederhaus. I run Smarter Networker, which is a division of Danny Johnson's company. And we are the home-based business portal for Danny Johnson. All of the home business information is over here at smarternetworker.com. And I know a lot of you guys have been plugging in and using the resources over there. Really appreciate it. And there's a lot to be had over there. And now that every one of you is a pro member with Smarter Networkers, there's so many more resources available, including a lot more information about the topics we're talking about tonight and tomorrow night, prospecting and closing. Of course, we have our webinars and all kinds of training audios, as well as plenty of other resources over there for you to be plugging into. So I wanted to say thanks for joining us. And I'm so, you know, it's so interesting. It was fun to really watch your comments and your information come in from the original, from your homework that you submitted on Sunday and Monday. And it was really fun to watch a lot of the information that was coming in, and I'll kind of share some of that with you here in a second. And this was great. It kind of gave me a good idea of who is on this class tonight and who's actually participated. And we have a very, very wide range of people who are in this class. In fact, about 85% of you have been to a First Steps to Success, which is pretty awesome. But only about 55% of you have been to a Dynasty. So we've got a lot of young Danny Johnson trainees, I guess you'd call us, people that have been plugging in and have gone through, you know, some of her system, but definitely haven't really taken advantage of all of it yet. And so it's going to be a fun place for a lot of you who are fairly new to learning from Danny Johnson. This particular class is going to be extremely beneficial for you and how you're building your business. About 90% of you have the script book bundle. Congratulations on that. But what I also found was interesting that only about 25% of you are using the script book 100% of the time. A lot of you guys are using it, you know, when it seems to fit or whatever. And it's that is really the magic sauce right there in a lot of ways. And so I hope that some of you guys who maybe haven't been using the script book through this class are going to really understand the value of it and be able to hear Danny use it, as well as some of Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn or other trainers. They're going to be using that script book extensively and referring to it extensively. So if you don't have both of the script books, there was a link in one of the emails I sent out to give you access to the script book bundle or the supplemental script book. Both of them are equally valuable and really need to be part of your arsenal. But it was interesting to read the comments about how some of you are not using the script book maybe as well as you could. And so that's going to be a really neat way for you to increase your prospecting rates and your closing rates as you get more familiar with how that book should be used and the language that's in that book, which is going to be a lot of fun. Also, interestingly, about half of you are using some kind of cold lead, which is great. And about half of you are using some sort of a warm or lukewarm lead that you've generated yourself. So we have a really mixed bag on this class, which is exciting. That's going to give our trainers a little bit more room to really talk about different ways of prospecting, different ways of closing, the processes that they go through, that kind of thing. So I think all of you are going to be able to learn a lot in this area as well, and I'm really excited that we've got such a wide range of people and how they're building their businesses. So we should be seeing some really interesting information from there. Only a few percent of you, about 5% of you, actually have the prospecting and close your way to million set. And this class, just so you know, is not a redo of that training series. That training series, a set of CDs, really should be part of your arsenal. This is something that is a critical component. And just recently over in Project 1000, somebody posted that they had bought the whole entire Danny Johnson University, and they wanted to know what to start with. And unanimously, it was Prospect to Close Your Way to Millions, as it was such a powerful training tool. And I think that's really a great thing to have in your arsenal. This class is really going to build on top of that. So if you don't have that, I think it would be something to grab a hold of and start listening to as well. So that's a little bit about some of the folks that are on the call tonight. One of the things that I found also interesting is when we asked you what your goals were, many of you had very clear and concise goals. And that was exciting because you're here for a purpose, you're here for a reason, and I know that's good. You're going to achieve those goals by being here. This is going to be a huge step towards that direction, and that's really an important component of it. If you're not yet super clear on your goals, make sure you work on those and make sure you get very, very specific with those goals this week so that when you're on the call next week live with Danny Johnson, you're going to really be able to grasp some of the kind of training that she has in relationship to the goals that you have. I think you're going to find it relates perfectly well, and it's going to be a really neat way to connect the dots there. But what I also found was that when you asked about, if you had a question for one of the trainers, there was a lot of confusion about what you should be doing day in and day out. And there's a lot of people that needed some kind of structure or guidance or direction in their business. Many of you have either been away from your business for a while. Many of you are just brand new getting started, which is so exciting. Many of you have are a little discouraged. You've talked to a lot of people, but you just haven't had the results you've been looking for. And that has caused some frustration and some discouragement. So getting some kind of a direction and system is going to be really important to you. One thing to understand about Danny Johnson is that she has a system that works, but it's not in place of your company system or your team system. If you have a system that's working in your business and you have leadership that's presenting that system to you and guiding you along the way, that's the system you want to use. What Danny's trainings do is give you the skill set to be more effective within that system. Yes, Danny does have a system that you can use in a variety of different companies. If you don't have one available to you, or you don't have that kind of presence with your leadership, Danny has a system for you. But if you do have a strong leader or leaders who are leading the way, maybe your company even has a really strong system that's working well. And the way you know it's working is if there's people making money doing it. And if that's working, then you don't want to be changing anything, but you do want to be taking the skills that Danny teaches, applying it to that system, and getting better at the steps in that system. Danny basically teaches awesome people skills and ways to be able to become a better listener, a better recruiter, a better closer, all those things, and a better leader, of course, in your home-based business. So these are some of the things we're going to be talking about this next 5 weeks, and I'm really excited to see the results that you're going to have. If you have not yet filled out your homework and you have gotten onto this call without having done that, please use the link from the first email that we sent you and the second email that we sent you, either one, and get that filled out as soon as you possibly can. We are going to be compiling all those numbers as your baseline number, and then next Monday night will be the due date for the next week's or this week's homework. And so going forward, what we've done this time around, because 100% of the people registered for both classes, which is so smart, I just can't believe how people would maybe not have done that in the past, and 100% of the people have done that this time, which is so great. It's really an important thing because the they're very, very interrelated, but at the same time, they both are unique skills that you have to master separately. And so these are going to be some great classes for you, for sure. So Monday night, what we've done is we've combined the homework into one email or one survey. So you don't have to worry about, you know, did I fill out the prospecting survey and the closing survey totally separate. It's going to be one thing. So hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier for you. It will be due on Monday night at midnight. So we'll send out the survey link probably on Sunday afternoon, and then you'll have all day Monday to get that filled out and get that back over to us. Now, Danny is not, and Stacy and Jackie are not going to take people on as role play folks if they have not filled out their homework. So don't expect to not do the work and be able to be brought on as and used as an example. The value of you being brought on and being and going through the process of role playing and being critiqued is incredibly valuable. And by my estimation, we'll probably have somewhere between 35 and 45 people over the course of the next 5 weeks. They're going to have the opportunity to be able to do that. Now, you want to fight for those spots, as it is really an important component of the whole process. So make sure you turn in your homework. Make sure you're answering the questions. You will have opportunity to ask questions throughout the class through the survey. So if you have questions for Danny or Jackie or Stacy in the upcoming weeks, please enter those questions in the fields that you'll be given to do that, because that will definitely help structure the content as well for the class. And so it's very important that the more of you that participate in that and give us your input, the better we can make this class for every single person. So, all right, now as far as the MP3s, a lot of you have purchased those MP3s, which is the best thing you possibly could do. In the next few minutes, we're gonna start a recording from a previous prospecting class that Danny did back in 2009, actually. And this class is a really powerful class. I think you're going to really enjoy it. She talks a lot about in there about some of the value of the MP3s, and this is a really critical component to your long-term success. And she wants you to be listening to 1 to 2 hours a day of the recordings from this class, because the repetition is going to get you, the words are going to come popping out of your mouth when you don't expect them in a positive way, and you get the language and the posture and all those things will be much more absorbed by you if you're listening to this stuff constantly. And so getting access to that is going to be a really, really big blessing. If you haven't done that yet, the second email I sent you, checklist email, has that available out there, or you can contact us at Smarter Networker and we'll get you set up for the MP3 recordings. The way we're going to do it, we're setting up a web page that you will have access to, only you guys will have access to, and that will be a place where you can download the you can download all the audio and listen to the audio replay there, probably as streaming, or you can actually download it to an iPod or something like that and take it with you. So that'll be the easiest way to deliver it to everybody, and it'll give you a place to go back to whenever you need it, and we will host it for you on our site rather than you having to store those huge files. So that's a little bit about the MP3s. The last thing I want to touch on before I share kind of my prospecting closing class story with you, and then we'll get into our Danny Johnson training tonight. But the last thing I want to share with you guys is, you know, we've got a couple of really awesome trainers that are going to be working throughout this class. And just also one before I jump into this, just going forward, every Wednesday I will be your host, and every Thursday Laura Sinkowski will be your host, and she's doing an amazing job for us in the field at Smarter Networker. She'll be hosting the calls, but your trainers are going to be three of the most amazing people I've seen in these particular skills. Danny, as you know, has been doing this for 25 years with an amazing track record of success, and she has just, these are probably her, the two skills out of all of the skills that she's developed over the years. These are the two that really took her from her car to a millionaire in such a short time. And these are probably her two strongest areas where she can really find out about somebody and match up the opportunity that she's promoting to that person's needs and be able to see closing results that are unbelievable. And she has just an amazing track record in this area. If you've ever seen her live at her First Steps to Success, or if you have, you know, listened to her on audios and things around this topic, you know how amazing she is. And it's really going to be an honor for you guys to be able to listen to this woman and be and to role play with her and just catch her posture and her language and her, you know, just everything about it is just amazing. But also, in addition to that, we have two other trainers this for this class. And this is something I'm super excited about because it's going to give you an opportunity to hear from two other people with very different personalities, even though they are identical twins and they are the same gym. They definitely have different personalities. They have different backgrounds. And so you're going to have an opportunity to hear from people that maybe you relate with better than you do with Danny. These are two gentlemen who have been incredibly successful in this industry and our business, but they've done it in a very exciting way in the sense that they have learned the majority of their skill has been brought to them by Danny Johnson. So they started out in this industry. They didn't know much about it at all. They actually failed pretty miserably at the beginning, but then they were able to plug into Danny Johnson and learn directly from her for month after month after month, and their checks just grew and grew and grew. And today, I think you'll agree with me, these two gentlemen are masters at the prospecting and the closing components of Danny Johnson's training. Jackie is going to be doing the prospecting training in the third and fourth weeks. So Danny will be doing next week, the second week, and then this last week, the fifth week of training, the third and fourth week, Jackie will be doing the prospecting. And this is something I'm super excited about because watching him speak with other people and talk to people, and I've seen him do prospecting even like in the, you know, elevators and things like that, he relates to people and warms up to people so incredibly quickly that it's like they become a friend almost immediately. And I know this is a learned skill. I know this is something that he's said in the past that he wasn't naturally like that, but he truly is someone who cares about people. He comes from a nursing background, just an incredible gentleman that is going to really do an awesome job at coaching all of us up in the area of prospecting. Also in the third and fourth week, his brother, Stacy O'Quinn, will be doing the closing training. And I saw him do a training on a First Steps to Success stage about a year ago, something like that, and it absolutely blew me away. He was so unbelievably good. He stuck to the script 100%. He had more posture and he was surprisingly warm and friendly, but at the same time had so much strength and posture in the way he closed people. Literally, these people were talking themselves into buying his package that he was promoting on stage, and it was just amazing to watch him. And I was blown away by it because over the last 21 years that I've known Danny and been to many, many events and seen other people attempt to do the same kind of, this kind of a training, Stacy O'Quinn absolutely crushed it, nailed it. And it's going to be really fun for you, those of you to get to role play with him, to hear his take on things, and to be able to see how his personality, which is very different than Danny Johnson's personality, uses exactly the same words and gets the same exact results, but in a maybe a slightly different way. So I think a lot of you are really going to enjoy learning from both Jackie and Stacy, in addition to Danny Johnson. But of course, Danny is the master. She's been around for a long time and just doing amazing things with so many people. But these two gentlemen who have agreed to come on to this call and to help and to give back after being plugged in with Danny Johnson for nearly a decade now, it's just really amazing. And so we're so blessed blessed to have them on our call there. And the exciting thing is they are actively building their business today. So you're getting people that are in the field day to day, making dials every single day, fresh out of the field. And in fact, they'll probably be dialing all day and then doing this class. So you're going to get a couple of guys that are in the trenches who are making money and a lot of it in this industry. So we're getting excited about our trainers. It's going to be a powerful class for you guys this next few months. Now, here's the biggest thing. You're going to get out of this class what you put into it. The more you put into this class, the more you're going to get out of this class. And what I mean by that is that you can, you could totally skate by and just listen to the audios and kind of fill in the homework thing and, kind of not really change anything about what you're actually doing outside of this class. And you will get very little out of this class except maybe a little bit of a kick in the pants and hopefully, you'll start doing something. But if you really want to get a lot out of this class, today is the day to start making dials and to start talking to people like you've never done that before. Now, 50% of you are in some kind of a warm market or lukewarm market type of program. And so your list of resources, the people that you know, the names that you have in your phone, your Facebook friends, maybe you're doing flyers, whatever it might be, you need to compile that list tonight and get ready to start dialing tomorrow and do more dials in the next several days than you've ever done before. Basically, this week is already half over. So if you're waiting for this class to kind of get you going, you're already behind. You've got to get yourself moving forward. Because next Monday your homework is due. And so we're going to be asking about the numbers from the last Monday or Tuesday through the coming Monday. And so we'll want you to get on that right now. So write in your list of names, write in your list of resources, and put together a plan of action, a number of hours you're going to work, the number of dials you're going to make, and go after it. The results don't really matter. It's the activity of doing it that will produce those results and give you something to be able to look back on and see how far you've come in the next 4 or 5 weeks. For those of you that are in a leads-driven business where you're actually purchasing leads, obviously your team leader, the company you're working with, or somehow, some way, you're probably connected with a leads program. You want to get a hold of as many of those leads as you can and push yourself farther than you've ever been pushed. Danny's going to talk about being your coach over the next 4 weeks. And the coach's job is to push you and to make you hurt a little bit. And she's going to do that, but it's got to come down to you making more dials with more posture and poise than you've ever made before. So if you are committed to your success over the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, this is what you want to be doing, is making more dials than you've ever made. So make sure that you get those lead packages that your team leaders are promoting for you, have put together for you. Smarter Networker also worked out a leads package with Earn Pro Leads. We sent that to you in your second email. So if you need leads, you don't have another source, and you want some good quality Danny Johnson Secret Millionaire leads, please go there. You'll find a link to them, and you can find a great value package where you can just go through big numbers of leads, as well as you get better and better, you just work your way up in the quality, and by the end of the week, you're going to start seeing the better quality leads, and you will have more of a skill and more posture to be able to deal with those people. And you could go through one package of those every week, or you could stretch it out for the month or the month. But whatever your level of commitment is and the amount of time that you have to work kind of determines how many leads you should have. So if you're working this very part-time, a couple hours a day, then maybe you can stretch those leads out a little longer. If this is a serious 20-hour week kind of thing, then you probably want to get at least one of those packages per week, something like that. So, but anyway, that's up to you. And again, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. This is the time to get uncomfortable during the week and then come back here for some encouragement. This isn't going to be all about, getting smashed a little bit. This is going to be a lot of encouragement as well. And I hope you guys have joined us over at the Prospecting Closing Super Friends Facebook group we put together for you. We hopefully have some of our stronger leaders encouraging those of you that are getting started. I'd love to hear your daily success stories out there as well. Now, when I got started in this business about 21 years ago, I got a chance to work directly with Danny Johnson. And this was an exciting time for me. It was, I was closing down a bicycle business that I'd had for 5 years. Our family and I were almost $500,000 in debt, and we were, while our business was actually doing very well in a lot of ways, we just weren't making any money, and we were investing more and more into it every year. And just at the end of that 5-year period, we were just frustrated and didn't know what else to do. And really, it came down to the point that we just weren't having any fun and weren't really willing to keep doing what we were doing. And we just all decided it was time to shut the doors and do something different. And so through this time was a pretty traumatic time, a lot of turmoil, a lot of turbulence in my life. And one of the things that kind of kept me focused was this business. And being in a business that every single day I had to get up and do something to make some money. I didn't have a regular job. This was my full-time income for a number of years. And, it was a tough time because when you don't have any money and you need to eat, it's one of those things where you just got to get up every single day. And we did a lot of different things, whether it was flyers or different kinds of inexpensive advertising, mostly flyers, but a few other things as well. But there came a time after we closed that bicycle store that I had a list of about 6,000 people from that bicycle shop. And we had an office set up where at that time, Danny was building her business through an office idea concept, where we actually had professional corporate style offices set up. We'd have 6 to 8 to 10 people in each office, and each of us were paying, part of the rent and for our desk and everything. And our job was to basically fill up the 8 business presentations a week that we were doing. Every day we would do one at 1 p.m. and then Thursdays and Fridays at 7:30, and then also a Saturday morning presentation and training. And so we had 8 business presentations. Our goal was to have 10 people live walking in the door with their resume at 8 of every one of those presentations. So we were on the phone a lot. And so I had this list of 6,000 people. Well, Danny decides that she was going to work that month and comes over to our office and sits down in the empty desk right next door to me. Like, not next door, but like literally 3 or 4 feet away from me. And it was a difficult month, to say the least. Imagine having Danny Johnson, and not the polished, kinder, gentler Danny Johnson of today, but the hard work and aggressive, full-on attack mode Danny Johnson, building her business and doing it with such amazing grace and ease that it made everybody around her look like total amateurs that we were. But to have her sitting next to you 3 or 4 feet away, and every single time you hung up that phone, which was not very often because we keep the phone to our ear and just keep dialing, but you put down the phone or she'd interrupt you even in the middle of the call, and say it this way, say it this way, do this, get back on script, whatever it might be, and critique you. It was nerve-wracking. It was rough. But I tell you something, that was probably the most amazing month for me in the sense of my own development, my own growth, to be able to watch her with ease do $50,000 or $60,000, and I think it was $54,000 a month in sales that she did of new business. At the end of the month, there's a line of people to her desk begging her to give them $4,000, which was the cost of our package that day or that month. It was amazing to watch that. And I remember doing about $30,000 that myself that month. But the biggest thing was I found a leader that month out of that list that went on to do millions of dollars in sales. And we found several people that joined us that month, but there was one superstar leader in there that came out and just did outrageous things. And that really, if I look back on it, was one of the things that kind of triggered the massive growth that we had over the next few years, where, we went up to $250,000, $280,000 in sales every single month consistently. And it was because of the skills I learned that month, bringing in some key people, but then the habit that we were in of talking to people every single day and just really put that work ethic and seeing the results of that, it busted through all the emotion of calling a few people every week and the drama that it takes to pick up the courage to get up, to pick up the phone and to call those people. Sometimes it's harder to just pick up the phone and make one dial than it is to, get on the phone and make 100 dials. And so it's the action that crushes that fear, as Hans Johnson says. But it's, it's one of those things where you just get into this work mode and all of a sudden there's no more drama. There's no more emotion. There's just results. And that's when your business really takes off. And so that is what we're shooting for this next 4 or 5 weeks. I know you guys are going to have a great, great experience for this next 4 weeks of training, 5 weeks of training. Tonight we're going to be sharing with you an audio from a prospecting class from 2009. And some of the stuff I've just shared with you, Danny will also be talking about, and you know, just ignore a lot of that because it's outdated. She's sending you to work at home profit zone, and the dial-in numbers and the, you know, when the homework's due and all that kind of stuff is obviously not current. But once we get through that, there's some great training there, and then there's going to be also some role playing that she did with a client, and we'll listen to one of those. It's about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes worth of training here for you guys tonight. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of what to expect starting next week. And remember, next week, live with Danny Johnson for the entire 2 hours. No house cleaning, nothing like that. We're just going right into it. And Danny's going to be pulling you guys out on the phone, talking to you about your business. She's going to be going over your numbers. So whatever numbers you submit, any questions you submit, she will be looking at those, as will Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn. And they'll be keeping up on all that stuff as it's coming in live. So enjoy. Carrie, are we ready to play this audio?
Without any further ado, I want to welcome Danny Johnson. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Welcome.
Good. Okay. Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the intro. Okay. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Danny Johnson, and I know that the vast majority of you are First Steps graduates, so you know exactly what you're about to get yourself into here. But for those of you that are not, let me go ahead and explain what we're going to be doing here today. Today is going to be a little bit of a different class than the rest of the classes because I have a little bit of an agenda that I need to do with you, give you some guidelines of how we're going to work together and what to expect and things like that, talk to you about your homework that you'll be sending in each and every week because I really will be looking at all of the homework and I really will be assessing who I'll be role-playing with. And that's going to best suit the whole team that's here in the class. We have people from all over the world that's on this class right now, which is very exciting. And for those of you I have not had the chance to meet yet, this is going to be our initial contact, our initial meeting right here today on the phone. Now, I know also most of you are in both of the classes, and I want to tell you that was very, very wise. You had a little bit of foresight to see that you probably regret not being in both, but more importantly, what I can see through looking at numbers, because numbers don't lie, numbers clearly do not lie, when it comes to having those numbers, the numbers can tell us where you really need the help. The numbers tell us if you need help, if you need help with closing or if you need help with prospecting. And so when I went through yesterday looking through all of your numbers, I can see like, oh my gosh, this person actually needs more help with closing than they need help in prospecting. And so I'll kind of get to that in a minute. But there's some of you that need help in both. I'd say the vast majority of the people on the phone right now need help in both areas. They need help in prospecting and closing. And so typically what happens through the classes is that within the first week to 2 weeks, the prospecting ratios already start to increase. Now, what is a prospecting ratio? The prospecting ratio is where you have somebody who is able to actually get a hold of people, take them through some sort of script to invite them to some sort of presentation. And so let's say they talk to, you know, 15 or 20, let's say 20 people in a week, and they schedule 15 of them to a presentation and no closes. Okay, well, that means that the person obviously needs help in closing. Because they were able to get a hold of somebody, they were able to schedule them for a presentation. But the main thing is we have to see, now here's the question I'll ask all of you, okay, well, how do you know for sure that person showed up to the presentation? Because there's various different means of presentations that happen inside this class. There's some of you that do a one-on-one presentation. There's some of you that do a group presentation. There's some of you that do a live group you do a live webinar type presentation where you have to know that somebody was there, they have to log in somehow. Some of you just send someone to a website. Some of you just send somebody to a recorded message. some of you will three-way in somebody into a conference call or into a recorded message. The only way if you know somebody actually showed up on that presentation is if they were live right there with you or if they answer the phone after for the follow-up call. And so I'm going to teach you how to kind of discern those numbers and to see what you should be doing. But most of you are in both the classes, which was really, really smart. Really smart. Because we are definitely going to raise your prospecting numbers. Now, what do I mean by that? That means the amount of people that show up for your presentations. Those are prospecting numbers. Your ratio of those showing up for a presentation. That's one area that you want to pay very close attention to. So if you tell 10 people to go to a presentation, 9 show up, you have very high show-up ratios. Those are prospecting numbers. Okay? If you schedule 10 people for a presentation and no one shows up, well, then obviously you need help in prospecting. We will definitely get you some kind of ratios before the end of this 4-week class, no question. The other thing is that the closing side of it is if you did have 9 people show up for a presentation, but you closed no one, either for your product or service or for your business opportunity, if you didn't close anybody, then you need some serious help in the area of closing. No matter what, if you're in both classes, both of your numbers are going to raise before the end of the month. Now, there's lots of different types of results that they're going to experience through this class that we're going to have together. First of all, I'm excited because I'm going to get to know you in the next 4 weeks, which is very exciting to me. I love people, and I love helping them to succeed. There's very few things that, as far as business-wise, that I enjoy more than helping people to succeed and watching some crazy numbers come out of people that did not even expect it. In fact, I had a situation, in fact, probably the second class I ever taught. I'll never forget this. It was awesome. The second class I had ever taught had a gal in the class that was had a very strong Asian accent, very strong. I mean, when I came to role play with her, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't understand her. However, this was really amazing. And it's like one of those scenarios, and I don't know what your faith is, but I had to, like, pray. And I do pray for all of my clients anyway, especially those that are in the classes, because this is going to take some supernatural help for some of you to be able to succeed. And I don't have that supernatural ability, so it's like, okay, God, I need your help with these clients because there's some of them in here that I can't even help them. And so this was so rad because this woman who, when I came time to role play with her, I'm like, oh, I could barely understand her. And it was obvious that there was a language barrier and she was working cold leads. Well, sure enough, you're just not even going to believe this because I didn't even believe it. It was amazing. Here we are towards the end of the class. And everyone was having time to celebrate with their spouse were for the class, which means, man, this is where I started when I started the class. And this is where I'm at now. This woman was averaging 6 people a week that she was signing up cold market, taking people to an 8-minute presentation. And she was obviously failing beforehand. She had 0, 0, 0 on all of her numbers. And then, bam, by the end of the month, she was bringing in 6 people average per week. Whatever. That was amazing. So I know. And it was amazing because she's like, oh, I've just gotten so much confidence in this class. And now I'm just signing up people every day. Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, that totally built my faith in this environment that we're going to be creating, that we do create here with the prospecting and the closing classes. Because, A, there is accountability. B, there is knowledge and understanding. C, there is a camaraderie inside of all of the this kind of environment, and there is a spurring on, because some of you are going to hear people that I role play with, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, I'm just like they are. And then there's other people that you're going to hear in the class, and you go, wow, I'm actually better than they are. So, and for most of you, you're going to find yourself somewhere in the middle, and it's going to encourage you that you're going to hear people just like you that struggle with the same exact things, and so you're not so much alone by yourself there in your home trying to build something, but there are people just like you who are going through the same exact thing, and they're getting breakthroughs as the class is going on. And so it's going to be an encouragement to you. There's no question at all. However, I'm gonna have to lay down some guidelines in order for this class to go smoothly. We only have an hour and a half every day, and that's not every day. Once a week for prospecting, once a week for closing. It's going to fly. This class is going to fly, and it's going to fly fast. So, first of all, congratulations, you made it to the class. Congratulations, we accepted your application to get into the class. Now I've got some preparation for you to maximize class. Number one, you need to make sure that you have plenty of leads. You need to have plenty of contacts to be able to call during this class. Otherwise, you will not maximize this class. If you are not making a good amount of dials each and every day, then this is not going to work for you. You cannot be a sidelining bystander watching from afar into this class and expect for it to grow your business. It will not grow your business unless you are actively doing everything that we're telling you to do. And so that is a disclosure. If you want to maximize this class, you have got to have a lot of leads to work with. And what do I mean by that? Well, see, some of you are working warm market. In fact, there's a lot of you that are working warm market. I say half the class, you guys are working warm market. Now, for those of you that are working warm market, if you haven't made a list of 400 or 500 names, contacts for yourself, this is not going to help you grow as much as you want to grow. Now, I know typically with warm market, we seem to get a hold of more people than we do with cold market. No question about that. The ratio of getting a hold of the people that we're calling is much greater. However, you can't expect to call 5 people a week and expect to have something happen for your business to make it grow. You see, there's lots of us with a lot of desire to make something happen quickly. That's the majority of you that are on the class. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to make your business have a significant breakthrough, especially in a time of economy like this. Now, but if you're only dialing 2 people a week, 5 people a week, 10 people a week, I'll guarantee you right now, it is slow torture death. I mean, slow, come on, you've all seen the movies of people being tortured, you know, in foreign countries, whether it is, you know, some army movie or some missionary type movie, mercenary type movie. You are signing up for the slow torture death. 1 finger at a time being cut off, your tongue being cut off, being beaten. That is what you're doing to yourself when you are only making 10 dials per week. So please make sure you have plenty of people to call. It's what I call lead deficit disorder. It really is real. It happened to me several times in my career. When I did not have too many people to call, I needed the person to answer the phone. Why? Because I only had 5 leads. I needed them to answer the phone. And I begged them to show up for a presentation. And when they were asked if they showed up for the presentation, which likelihood is not, then I would beg them to get started, and they wind up quitting the next day, leaving me a voicemail message saying, Danny, you know, this isn't for me. Or today, you know, they send you an email and say, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I talked to my spouse, and this isn't for me. You are in the worst possible position you could be in if you do not have hundreds of people to dial. And so if you are working warm market, I do not want – you are not of the culture of the rest of the 98%ers that give me some lame, stupid excuse to say, well, I have no friends left. Give me a break. Those people are not going to succeed in anything in their lives. This is about taking risks. This is about moving forward. This is about setting up a dynasty for your family to survive this coming famine and storm that is in the land right now, and breaking free from it and being somebody, a source that other people are coming to learn how to prosper from. You will not be that person if you're whining about, I don't have any friends left to call. Let me tell you something. We have 2 script books that have every possible script you would ever need to contact your warm market, including the No Friends Left Club, including those people you screwed up with, including the people that you blew out of the water, including the people you're afraid to talk to. We have scripts for all of those people, and I know you must have both of those script books in your hand right now. If you don't, you again shot yourself in the foot, and you're creating your own torture for yourself. Get online right now and make sure you have both the green script book and the blue script book, because both those script books are necessary in order for you to move your business forward. So, again, I'm not talking to you from the mindset of you're in that 98% mindset that wants to fail but tells yourself that you want to succeed. I am assuming that you took a risk, signed up for this class, gathered the money together, made an investment of time to come together at an inconvenient time of the day. Some of you are at work. Some of you are on a lunch break. You went through all the inconveniences, pushed yourself through to get into the class. Now you need to put yourself through, and I need a list out of all of you warm market people. I need a list of 400 people that's giving you only 100 leads per week, which is minor and basic for trying to build a business. But that's at least what you need, because when I look at the warm market numbers, most of you are dialing 10 people a week. Yep, 6, 3, 2. Now, I'm about to ream my cold market people. If you are working cold market, okay, and you are dialing 10 people a week, oh, my gosh, you are so hurting yourself. stuff. It's unbelievable. Cold market, we get a hold of far less people. You can count on getting a hold of 5 to 10% of the amount of people if you're buying leads from any lead source. A couple lead sources that you'll find on our website, you know, when you get into the members area at Danny, I mean, at Work at Home Profit Zone, if you're in the members area, when you're scrolling down to get to the calls, you go through our list of vendors. And the list of vendors, you'll find Cutting Edge Media as well as Earn Pro. Earn Pro always put together some amazing deals for our clients, especially the clients that are in the classes. And so both sources are good sources. Anyway, so important for you to have enough leads. And I'm talking about if you're working your business, it takes about 3.5 hours to go through 100 leads. So if you are working your business 20 hours a week, you should be able to do 100 dials per day. It's only 3.5 hours of it only takes 3.5 hours to do 100 dials. So you need to use that as your ratio. So if you know how many hours per week that you're working, then you know how many leads that you actually need. Now, you could do one of two things. If you're going to do dirt cheap leads, don't expect to get a hold of a lot of people. And if this is your first time getting on the phone and making things happen, then what you also need to do and be aware of is that that you're going to just get yourself through the muscle of picking up the phone and actually getting over the fear of people answering the phone. So if you haven't really picked up the phone and you have a strong fear of the phone, I'm going to recommend you get 1,000 dirt cheap leads. You're not going to get a hold of a lot of people, but I just need you to get through the rejection part of prospecting, because there is a rejection factor in it, and you're going to learn how to reject your prospect first through this class. So leads are important. You're only hurting yourself. You're not going to maximize a class if you don't have enough people to call. And so if you're calling 2 people a week, come on, it's time to step it up. You did not get accepted into this class to stay the same or to get the same results. You got into this class to be able to push yourself ahead and to make some things happen. And so we need far more leads going through. I mean, I'm blown away. A lot of you warm market people, I'm looking at, you know, you're having 100% show-up ratios in some of your prospecting numbers. Some of you are, you know, talking to just 3 or 4 people a week. Come on, multiply it and see what would happen to your business. If you just look at the straight numbers, you could be generating, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 or more a year real quick just because your ratios with your warm market are so high. The only problem is you're not doing enough numbers. And that's what I see with the majority of my clients. They're just not doing enough of the activity. They've got a good baseline of ratios that they never really look at. All they look at is, well, you got one person this month. Well, you only talked to 3 people this month. So, I mean, what do you expect? You have a 33% closing ratio. If you signed up 1 out of 3, that's a high closing ratio. What if you were talking to 3 people a day? If you were talking to 3 people a day, then you're signing up 1 person a day, 1 times 5 days a week, 5 times 4 5 times 4 weeks in a month. That's 20 people a month you're signing up versus 1 person a month. I hope you're catching what I'm talking about. Okay. Let's go on to the next thing I need to talk to you about. I already talked to you about clearly that those of you that are in both classes, good job. So proud of you. Good foresight. Because your ratios are going to grow in the prospecting class, and here's what sucks about not being in both. So funny. We have somebody's ratios increase already in the second week, and then they can't close because they weren't in the closing class. They did not sign up for the closing class, so here now they got lots of people showing up for a presentation, but they can't close anybody. Wouldn't that suck if that was you? I know that would be a terrible thing. So if you want both ratios to grow side by side, just like Becky, a First Steps graduate from Cheyenne, Wyoming, a mom with a daycare who prior to the class, she had 4 out of 10 people show up for a prospecting class. Within her first week, she had 10 out of 10 people showing up, 100% show up ratio, 100% show up ratio. She could close only 1 out of 5 from the presentation. If she did both classes at the same time, I'm sure she would have been getting 3 out of 5. Well, she signed up 2 people a month before the class, and during the class she sponsored 9 people with 6 days left in the month. If she was in both classes, she would have been sponsoring 20 to 30 people per month. Now, again, these are just straight numbers, just increasing small percentages, but look what happens when you multiply it out. So it's pretty awesome. So anyway, if you are not in both classes and right now you already feel that feeling of regret, I highly recommend that you dial 866-760-8255 right now. Pick up your cell phone and dial it. Get yourself inside of the second class immediately. Laura is the coordinator of our class. She's actually on the class with me right now as well. But if you are not in both and you're regretting it, get in before the class starts tomorrow. Next, the thing is that we will be sending you an email every week. In fact, following the class, you're going to be receiving an email from us. You've got to make sure and check your email because this is for your homework assignments. The email will be let me give this to you. It'll be from admin@workathomeprofitzone.com. Again, the email will be addressed. It's from admin@workathomeprofitzone.com, and the subject will be prospecting class homework. Now, you are the one responsible for getting your homework in. Let me give you the guidelines and the rules for the homework. My friends, I'm your coach. I am not your friend. And as your coach, I am going to be working from a position of what is going to help you the fastest and what is going to get the best percentage shot for you to succeed in the next 4 weeks. So we can't have any egos here. And in order for us to move forward and to improve your game, I need permission from you to be able to put you on the spot if necessary and call things like they are. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, and I'm not going to make things easy for you. My job as a coach is to help stretch you further than what you would stretch yourself. My job is to help push you further than you would push yourself. My job is to strengthen you by causing a little bit of pain once in a while, in order for you to be able to go the distance where you need to go. Some of you are in a serious rut. I can see that some of you are, you know, already been in a business for a very long time and you've been doing quite well and you've gotten yourself in a nice little comfort zone. Comfort zones in a bad economy lead to a check going south. Comfort zones do not help anybody to succeed. Right now you've got a hungry, very fervent people out there in the economy today. They are desperate and they are full of fear. They need something to work now. And if you are comfortably working your business and not making dials because you're already generating a great income, you are hurting the new person that's getting started today inside of your organization, whether it's directly with you or inside of your business, inside of somebody else's, you know, let's say down inside of your organization. Because that kind of culture and that kind of attitude will emanate all the way through your entire business. Listen, there's a fervency out there. There's people that are hungry out there. There's people that are looking desperately for a way to pay their stinking mortgage right now, and they need people like you that are passionate. They need people like you who are driven. They need people like you with the same fervency. They're looking for a leader to follow because every form of leadership that they've been following, whether it's government or with their church or with their companies, has failed them right now. And so right now they need somebody that seems to be a cut above, a little different than everybody else that they've been looking for and following. And so that person has to be you. So if you're in a comfort zone, I'm going to highly recommend, well, you're here, you're going to get out of it. You don't have a choice. And so it's going to be about picking up the phone and making those dials with that fervency all over again, not with this lazy, you know, 5 or 10 people a week type of thing. No, we're talking it's time to speed it up. It's time to get busy, and it's time to make some things happen. So we can't have any egos here in the room. We cannot have, you know, pride here in this environment that we have with the prospecting class. If you're more worried about not looking bad than you are about improving your numbers, then you just need to get off the phone with us right now and get your money back. Go ahead and hang up because we don't need to waste each other's time. You have to be more concerned about increasing your skill set, and you have to be more concerned about increasing your ratios and increasing your leadership to the people that are following you, then you have to be concerned about me looking at your bad numbers. I don't sit there and look at numbers and go, wow, that guy really sucks. I don't say that. I look at this guy needs some help. I can look at all the numbers that we request in your homework assignments. They're for a reason, and everything that you're going to hear me do is for a reason here on this call. So I'm going to be directing you short, quick, and to the point so that we can maximize our time together. Again, we're not going to have enough time to role play with every single person, and not all of you want to be role played with anyway. I see that every week when I see who requests to be role played with. So in order for us to maximize this, I'm going to have, I think it was Ann or Amy. Was it Amy? Just the operator?
It's Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Amy, I'm going to have you in just a minute. I'll let you know when. Open up the line so I can get this. So here's what you guys can expect coming out of this class. You can expect that you're going to have some kind of an increase somewhere in your business. Some of your confidence is going to increase, your conviction, your belief, and others you won't. And that is completely by your choice and by your state of mind. If you're going to sit through this class going, you know, I like so-and-so better than Danny, well, you wasted your time. Or, I don't like the way she talked to people. You wasted your time. You're not here to give me your feedback on how I did. This is me giving you my feedback on how you're doing. And so please keep your mindset correct in this class. And if you're somebody here to steal the format of the class, as we've had happen, we were the very first people that ever started doing prospecting and closing classes. Now there's other people that are trying to copy them and knock them off and call themselves originals and all that kind of stuff. If you're here to do that, just understand what goes around comes around, and there's a promise that walks with me that my God will bless those that bless me and curse those that curse me and steal whoever steals from me. Well, what goes around comes around, and it comes around quickly. So be careful. If you're here just to steal, too bad, so sad for you. I'm not worried about you, but you ought to be worried about yourself. So some of you are going to gain confidence, conviction, and belief. Some of you won't. You're going to get exactly what you put into this thing. Some of you will do nothing with what I share with you to do. And some of you will fight me every step of the way. And others of you will do exactly all that I share with you and will have phenomenal growth, some tangible, some intangible. What is intangible? Your belief is going to raise. Your confidence is going to raise. Your confidence, your attitude, focus, all of that is intangible growth. That is an internal growth. Some of you are going to have your numbers increase, you know, by 10, 20, 30, even some of you 100%, you're going to have your ratios increase. I've seen that happen numerous times. Don't be embarrassed about what numbers you're sending to me each and every week. I care the most about the amount of dials that you're doing and the attempt you're doing to talk to people. That's what I care most about for this prospecting class. If I don't see numbers increase, meaning I've got this whole section of dials, there's only a few of you that actually even came close. Actually, there's only two of you that really hit it on the mark. There's another couple of you that got close to hitting the mark, but the vast majority didn't even come close to hitting the mark on the amount of dials that you should be doing if you're working your business, you know, 15-plus hours per week. Don't be embarrassed about the numbers that are coming in. This is a safe place for you to grow in, and I'm not judging your numbers from a perspective of, man, this guy really is bad. No, or this gal really, really is doing a terrible job. No, it is okay. I need to help this person. So understand that's where I'm coming from. If you want to role play with me on your homework assignment, please just simply put that in there. Danny, please role play with me. Because that is that's where I'm going to start from. And then if you have the numbers that I'm looking for, if you're helping yourself, then I'm going to be willing to help you. That's all I can say. If you're not doing enough dials, I'm sorry. I can only help those that are willing to help themselves. And the dials are important. So make sure and be truthful and honest about it, because I'll know when I pull you up whether or not you've got the experience or not of doing the amount of dials you should be doing. The other thing is that there's the vast majority of you, you also had amazing amount of foresight. I'm really proud of you guys. You're an amazing group of people. And what do I mean by that? Well, the vast majority of you actually got a hold of the MP3. This call is being recorded professionally right now. And if you are unprofessionally recording it, then you also know that you're stealing copyrighted information, and you shouldn't be doing that. But this is information that is being recorded right now. Amy and her team are taking care of that, and you will receive it in an MP3 file in your email box within 24 hours. Here's for those of you, because what you did is you showed yourself to have a bit of leadership by seeing and having the fortitude to see, okay, I know that, Danny speaks at 100% rate, and I probably hear at 25% rate, and there's going to be a lot that I'm going to miss. Repetition is the mother of skill. This class is going to come and go, and it's being captivated professionally in an MP3 file. You're going to be able to own that MP3 forever and be able to listen to it again and again and again. Now, the most of you have done this, and I'm proud of you for that. For those of you that have, here is you have an extra piece of homework for you. Because you went the extra mile, because you took that step, and because you stepped up to this, repetition is the mother of skill, and I want this class to become autopilot for you by the time we're all done. In order for it to be autopilot for you, I need you to listen to it every day. Listen to at least an hour of each MP3 that you're going to get each and every day up until you get the next class. So, for example, tomorrow you're going to get the MP3 of this class. You're going to listen to it each and every day. Take Sunday off or Saturday off. Take one day off. And then, you know, next Wednesday, you're going to get the next prospecting class. So when you get that one, you'll now leave the one, you know, out and listen to the new one that just came in. So write that down. In fact, if you don't put it in an appointment book or an alarm on your phone, you need to listen every single day to an extra hour from the MP3 of the class. And why? I cannot stress to you enough, repetition is the mother of skill. You got into this class because you want more out of yourself and out of your business and out of your future than what you've been getting. Well, again, I just finished saying there are some of you that are going to get exactly what you wanted, and you're going to do everything that I tell you to do, and your results are going to be phenomenal. There are some of you that won't, because you'll say, well, that probably doesn't matter, or you think you're above the instructions. All I have to say is that's nothing but ego, and weigh it with your bank account and see which one you want to grow. If you follow directions, you're going to have success like you never, ever even thought was possible. And not only that, but you attract who you are in all businesses. We attract exactly who we are. So either we're teachable and we can follow directions, and therefore the people that we bring into the business are also teachable and follow directions, or we're not teachable and we don't follow directions, and we cherry pick what we want to do and we cherry pick what we don't want to do. Well, then you can, I'll bet you $1 million that those are the people that you're going to attract into your business too. People who are unteachable, who are going to cherry pick what they want to do. In fact, your probably biggest complaint is people don't listen to what I say. Well, the question I have for you is, do you listen to what anybody else says? Because we reap what we sow, and that's the bottom line. So listen to the MP3 every day. If you do not make an appointment for yourself to do that, you probably will forget to do it. So set an appointment up for yourself to do so. Also set an appointment up for yourself to make sure you look through, scan through the emails. Don't go reading every single email that you get, but scan through the emails looking for the one from Work at Home Profit Zone that says prospecting class homework, so that you can respond to that immediately. Here's the rules on the homework. If I do not receive your homework, okay, and the homework assignment is supposed to be received, you're supposed to turn in that homework assignment by, Laura Lee, what's the date that we have them turn that homework assignment in by? Well, if you close your business on Saturday, okay, let's say that you finish your work week on Saturday, you've got to give us time to accumulate all the data. So, or if it's on Sunday. So if it's Saturday or Sunday, whatever you close your business week on, send us that homework assignment with all the numbers attached to it, okay? And that's for the prospecting class. So Saturday by midnight or Sunday by midnight is fine. We need at least one day to accumulate all the data, which that data will be accumulated on Monday. So, but if it is not, you know, sent to us by Saturday, you know, Saturday night, or if you end your business day on Sunday, if you don't send it to us by then, it will not get into this homework assignment at all. We won't even receive it. So please make sure that we get that homework assignment from you, and here's why. If I don't have your homework assignment, if your name is not on this list, my priority is to role play and answer the questions of those who follow directions. Again, I can only help those who are willing to help themselves. How do I know if you're helping yourself? Well, if you're following directions, then I know you're helping yourself. If you're not following directions, then you're not helping yourself. And so I have a list of just a few of you that did not send in your homework. And just a few, I'm really amazed. Most of you did send in your homework, but there's a few of you that did not. Those of you that did not, today I will not be answering your questions or role-playing with you. And that goes the same for moving forward. If your name is on the non-homework list, then I'm sorry, I cannot help to serve you today. Now, there's plenty of other people to role-play with anyway. Here we go. Let me just give you this, too. Every week we'll be accumulating the data and seeing who hit number one in four different categories. The most amount of dials is Tracy Reuter with 1,000 dials in 1 week. Tracy, now, like I said, there was one of you that did the amount of dials that we definitely are looking for. You're working 30 hours a week and did 1,000 dials. You go, girl. That's amazing. Phyllis, I'm going to mess that name up. Phyllis Chowinick, maybe, talked to 200 people in 1 week. She's the number one person who talked to the most amount of people. Congratulations. That's like a lot of talking, a lot of reading of a script. And then Katrina Cox brought the most amount of people to a presentation with 36 people that she brought to a presentation. And then Teresa Doylard with 15 people enrolled in 1 week. So these are the people that led the class in each one of these areas. We will be pulling people, we'll be, you know, showing you who the number one is in each one of those weeks. So definitely work to getting yourself in one of those places, in one of those categories. The most dials, again, is something that's very, very important to me, and we'll be charting your growth throughout the week. Let me just give you real quick, because there was a Michael Kitchen, man, congratulations, 500 dials. So proud of you for that. And then we had Darlene Simmons with 450. Charlotte Zwart, you animal, 444. And then Mitzi Reed with 360. Good job, Mitzi. So these people really had the most amount of dials. Everybody else kind of fell down, really fell down. I mean, really fell down from there. So these are the kind of dials we're talking about. You know, Mitzi Reed with 360 dials working 15 hours a week, 450 dials, Darlene Simmons working 30 hours a week. Well, come on. You've got Tracy Reuter with 1,000 dials working 30 hours a week. So you know it is possible. Okay, cool. There's going to be a refining process, my friends, through this class. And it's not always going to feel good, but I promise you, you're going to like me when it's all done. I don't care if you hate me through the class, but you are definitely being refined for something great and for what's to come. So let me go ahead and start this thing right off. Actually, let's go ahead and do this. Amy?
Yes.
Go ahead and unmute the lines. My friends, I need to know if I have your permission to call it like it is, to truly be your coach, to not hold back, and to give you everything that you need in order for you to succeed. Do I have your permission, yes or no?
Yes.
That wasn't everybody.
Yes.
All right, cool, Amy. Go ahead. All right. Okay, let me go ahead and pull up the people that I'm going to choose to role play with first. Tracy Reuter, you really need to work on wait a minute, let me double check. Tracy, just looking at your numbers, looking at the amount of people that showed up, I want to make sure that you're in both classes. Yes, good job, girl. Because your ratios of having people come to a presentation and then show up for the close, and actually you have really close two different people. All right, let me work with Tracy first. Tracy, press number one.
Actually, her line is already open.
Oh, Tracy. Amy, you're on it. You are absolutely on it. Tracy, say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you on speakerphone?
I am. I'll take it off.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes. Okay, now, just in case anybody, and I'm sure Tracy doesn't do this, but just in case any of you do this, don't anybody, no one ever prospect on a speakerphone. Never. It is impersonal. People are wondering if other people are eavesdropping on them. People are not comfortable with it, and the phone often, if you're on speakerphone, it often cuts out, and so you're missing parts of the conversation. And so don't ever prospect on a speakerphone. Never, ever. People are not comfortable. The prospect's not comfortable talking on a speakerphone. Okay. Tracy, get your script. Let me see. You are working cold market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good job. Talk to 38 people. That's not a high ratio of getting a hold of people, so the quality of the leads. Where
terrible.
Are you recycling your leads?
Yeah, they're really old leads. I just found a better source. So,
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so old leads are going to give you that kind of a ratio. Well, actually, it's 4%. Yeah, I mean, it's 4%, and that's not, you know, typically with cold market, you'll get a hold of anywhere from 5 to 10%. The most I've ever heard is 20%. Actually, I've heard of 100%, but that's a fluke. That's like once in a great while. And that's a real expensive lead. The more money that you pay for leads, the higher quality and the better ratio that you get of getting a hold of people. But I don't recommend that for people unless they've got a really good skill set in being able to prospect and close, not to spend a lot of money on leads. I mean, I would pay $25 for a lead, but I can close 100% of them. So that's the only time I would expect for somebody to spend money on expensive leads. Okay, so but 4% really isn't that bad. I mean, you did a lot of activity. But not bad. How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've been doing my business for, gosh, almost 5 years, but I've really only been prospecting like this since we started listening to you back in November.
Okay, cool. All All right. So now let me ask you one question. And good job. So you kind of crossed yourself over in learning a new culture, essentially.
Yes, ma'am.
Good job, Tracy. Okay, so Tracy, next question I have for you is, you say that you brought 33 people to a presentation. How do you know they actually showed up for that presentation?
Well, after what you said a little bit ago, I don't.
You're right. You don't know. Okay, well, actually, you do know. How many people were actually there when you called them back?
Very few.
Well, how many? Because you need to document that.
Yeah, I had, let's see, I think I had 9 people.
Okay, now look, your closing ratios are better than you thought. So you had 9 people out of 33. So you sent 33 people, you said, hey, go check out this presentation. Is it a web presentation? What is it?
Yeah, it's a website. It's a video.
Okay, so it's a video. How long is the video?
It's about 8 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay, and in that video, does it tell someone how to get started?
No, it doesn't.
What does it do?
It gives them an overview of our company, of our culture, kind of talks about just the industry, talks a little bit about our products, has several testimonies, and then says to get back with the person who sent them to that.
Okay, so it has some testimonies, and that's it. So it doesn't go through a comp plan or anything like that?
No, it does not.
Okay. All right, so you had 9 people answer the phone that after they watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to log on?
No, they don't.
Okay,
no.
That's not a problem. All right, so you closed 1 out of 9?
Yes.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Okay, good.
It is. I mean, that's really, really good. Now, see, the key is to get more people to show up after they watch the video.
Right.
Right? So you're in both classes, which is wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can help more people out of the 33 show up. So when you do that, so let's for example, let's say if you had 18 people show up, how many people would you have sponsored?
If I would have had 18?
If you had 18 people show up for the comp.
Oh, I would have sponsored 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you would have sponsored 2. Now, the one over here with the new product client, is that the same person?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, then you closed 2 out of 9.
Okay.
You closed 2 out of 9. That's awesome, girl.
Oh, yay.
No, it is. I'm going to tell you, I know people who generate a 6-figure income on only a 10% closing ratio.
Well, and these are literally like, I think these leads are like 5 or 6 cents a piece. I mean, they're cheap and they're
cheap,
old.
Cheap.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
Good. So you were probably, man, this is awesome. Okay, good job. So even if you just stayed on that, even if you stayed with the cheap leads, okay, doing 1,000 dials a week, all right, with the 38 people that you had a conversation with, it sounds like it went okay. 33 people saying, yes, I'll go check out your video, okay, but we know that not all of them did. If I can get you to just double your ratios, right, if I
mm-hmm.
could just get 18 to show up instead of 33, right,
mm-hmm.
that means you wind up with 2 product clients and 2 enrolled. That means you closed 4 out of 18.
Mm.
You can generate a 6-figure income doing that.
Okay.
You can generate a 6-figure income doing what you're doing right now, just on 10%.
Okay.
Isn't it shocking?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm really proud of you that you got 1,000 dials going. Okay, so which script are you using?
I primarily use the one on page 16 of the Great Book, the prospecting script.
Okay, prospecting, page 16. Mm-hmm. Everybody turn to that if you don't have it, by the way, you're only hurting yourself. You're going to be so far behind in this class. You better have both script books for this class. If you're in both classes, you definitely need both script books. Okay, and Laura Lee. I have Laura Lee that's listening. She's a class coordinator. Please find the ones that has all my tabs on it. It should be in my office for Thursday. Okay, so Tracy, I'm going to be the prospect. You're going to prospect me, all right? And I'm going to see what I can help you with to help more people out of this 33 show up for the next phone call so you can close them.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
All right. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, it's Tracy. I was calling you back. You had requested some information about working from home, and I wanted to see what I could do for you.
Okay. Well, what do you have?
Well, do you have a pen and paper handy, Danny?
I can get one.
Okay. I'll hang on. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I've got one.
All right. Awesome. Let me give you my name and number.
Okay.
My first name's Tracy.
Okay.
My last name is Reuter. And my telephone number is 847 blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Gus, Danny, to save us both some time, if I could just ask you a couple quick questions, that way I can figure out the best information to direct you to.
Okay.
So, Danny, what do you do for work now?
I am a cocktail waitress.
Oh, okay. How long have you been doing that?
About a month and a half.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
I like the different types of people that I get to interact with.
Really?
Uh-huh.
In what ways?
Well, the place that I work, I start 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I go until about 3 o'clock in the morning. And so the actual place that I work at turns from, you know, a burger and fries kind of place in the afternoon to a fine dining restaurant to a hoppin' bar around midnight.
Wow, okay. Is there a time of day that you like better?
The hoppin' bar.
Really? Why is that?
Well, the tips are the best then, and the reason why is because all the other bars in the area, I live in Hawaii, and all the other bars in the area, they close down for the hotels, and then all of those employees come to my bar.
Oh, okay.
And so these are all other servers, and they really know how to tip. They're fun. They're not, you know, they're not demanding. Not only that, but I get, like, during the day, a lot of Japanese tourists, they don't tip at all. And they barely speak English, so it's kind of difficult with them. And then there's the, you know, stuffy people that are wealthy that come for dinner for the fine dining restaurant.
Wow, so it sounds like that end of the shift is the best part.
It is totally the best part. And that's where majority of the tips come into.
Okay. Well, now, is there anything you don't like about doing the cocktail waitress thing?
Probably the hours.
Okay.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. Well, now, Danny, what did you do before your cocktail waitress thing?
I actually had my own business.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, doing what?
I was in the environmental industry.
Okay. Well, now, what do you prefer? Which do you like better?
That's a really good question. I think both have pros and cons.
Okay. Well, now, what, you said you live in Hawaii. How long have you been there? Are you from Hawaii?
I am not originally from Hawaii, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
How long have you lived there?
About 6 months.
Okay. What do you like about living there?
The weather is unbelievable. And it's beautiful.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's small. There's, like, barely any people here.
What island are you on?
The Big Island of Hawaii.
Gosh, you know what? We've never been there. We've been to Maui twice, but it's just,
yeah.
Seems like, you know, you're always on vacation.
When did you go?
We were there a couple years ago, and then, almost 10 years ago now.
Really? And you said you went where? To Maui?
We were in Maui twice, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you stay?
About 10 days. It was really neat. So, but, you know, we'd love to get there more often. So.
Now, were you able to see the Big Island from Maui?
Well, you know what, Danny? We were not able to do that.
Yeah.
We weren't. So one of these days, hopefully, we'll be able to get over there, and maybe we'll bump into each other.
Yeah. No, we can actually see. Where I live, I can see the island of Maui.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, where did you move from?
I moved from California.
From California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, now, Danny, are you thinking about supplementing your cocktail waitressing income, or are you looking to do something more full-time?
I am probably just supplementing at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, you said you had owned an environmental business. Have you ever worked from home or had your own business at home before?
Not from home. I had an office when I had my environmental company.
You have? Okay. All right. Well, now, what kind of income are you accustomed to earning?
Well, right now, it's you know, not that much, about $1,500 a month right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, what is it? What kind of income would you want to be able to generate if, let's say, you're going to do something part time? What would you need to earn to be able to make it worth your time?
I think an extra $1,500 a month would be great.
Okay. All right. Well, now, are you married, Danny?
No. Well, that's kind of an interesting story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of am, and he kind of left.
So oh, okay.
I'm kind of about not to be.
All right. So you're on your own.
Well, legally I am, but not. I'm really not.
Okay.
I'm about not to be married.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
It's been pretty devastating.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. That's got to be hard.
Yeah, it has been hard.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any kids?
I do. I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yeah.
What, do you get to spend a lot of time with her?
That's also an interesting long story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Danny, do you have any capital set aside to start a business?
I'm sure I could get some.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, the company that I work with, we have a pretty high standard for the kind of people that we're looking for because, you know, there's a lot of work on our part to get somebody set up in a business to be able to work from home and be successful. So we're looking for people that are absolutely serious about being able to, you know, build a business and make money from home. So how serious would you say you are about starting something, Danny?
I'm pretty serious, but what is this all about? I mean, how much does it cost to get started? And, you know, what would I be doing? And, you know, how many people, like, is there anybody else here in Hawaii that's doing this? And
well, those are awesome questions. And actually, right now, Danny, what we're doing is we're doing some pre-screening because we are looking for some people in Hawaii to help us expand our business. And so we really are just looking for people that are serious because I don't know if this is going to be a good fit for you or not. But, you know, what we're doing is as we screen people, if it seems like, you know, I can direct you to some information, then once you look at what it is that we're doing, then we can kind of figure out if it's going to be a fit for us to move forward, and I can get all those questions answered for you. So,
okay.
So let me tell you a little bit about the company that I work with.
Okay.
We are based in St. Louis, Missouri. Our company's been in business now for 20 years. This is our 21st year in business, and we're publicly traded. We're on the NASDAQ, and we do business in 14 countries. We've actually helped over 50,000 independent business owners around the globe. And one of the neat things that we've done is we've actually contracted in one of the best industry trainers to help our team members get training so that they can become successful. You know, Danny, like someone like yourself, it probably would be a different career. And so we've brought this trainer in to help make sure that you can get success as quickly as possible. So we're looking for people that have three main qualities. We're looking for someone who's a team player. We're looking for someone who's self-motivated and dependable. Do you feel like that fits who you are?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Danny, do you have internet access at your house?
I am not home right now.
Okay, but can you get online?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to go to our website. I'm going to need you to go to our corporate website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's going to give you an idea of who our company is, some of our culture, our character, and depending upon your response to that video will really determine what we do next. We're looking to make a decision here in the next week or so. Like I said earlier, we really want to find someone to help us expand there in Hawaii. So let me give you that website.
Okay.
Okay. It's www.blahblahblahblah.com.
Okay.
Okay. Once you get there, you're going to need to choose the United States, and then you'll end up on a page where we'll have a video. Go ahead and hit play. Now, you're not at home right now. Danny, when will you be able to get to that?
Well, actually, I'm heading back from the beach right now, so
okay.
I'm heading that direction because I've got to get ready for work.
Okay.
So probably today.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can give you a call back. Want to say like about 4 o'clock? Is that before? Well, no, you said you work at 3, right?
Yeah, I work at 3.
Okay. How about
so
I give you a call at like
2 o'clock? Yeah. 2
All right.
O'clock.
Now make sure that you have that pen and paper. You take some good notes because there's going to be some information, and we want to make sure that we'll be able to, you know, help you get that extra $1,500 a month so that you can, you know, supplement that income and, you know, hopefully maybe get through this tough time that you've been going through. And I'm not sure if we can help you, but if we can, Danny, we'd really be happy to do that.
Okay.
So, all right, so I will give you a call back at 2. You've got my phone number in case you have trouble with that website. Just give me a call back, and otherwise I'll plan on talking to you at 2.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome, Danny. Take care.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right. I've got a couple things for you.
Okay.
Good job. And I know it's a little nerve-wracking being on the phone with me.
You have no idea.
I totally understand. And so I definitely am going to, you know, come from the perspective of that you're nervous on the phone with me. I'm sure that when you're on the phone with prospects, you're probably, you know, not as nervous as you're on the phone with me. But let me just give you a couple things. First of all, you have a very non-threatening, you have a great phone voice. You have great energy on the phone. Very friendly, and you sound like you would be a friend of mine, you know, on the phone. So all of that is totally working for you, which is a blessing. The thing that you did to discount that friendly, non-threatening, you sound like you're a girlfriend of mine, was you said, my name is Tracy Loiter, and my phone number is.
Oh, okay.
And if you notice, that's not in the script.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I picked that up somewhere. I thought I heard you say that. And so
no,
I've just
never heard me
say
that.
Okay, I'm dreaming.
You've never heard me say that.
Okay.
That goes completely against what I teach.
Okay.
It must have been some other trainer.
Must
but it definitely
been.
Wasn't me. Anyway, so that kind of – here's what's important to do. You know, as we are going and we're trying to find lots of, you know, information on how we can learn how to do things, it's very important to just – to find a groove and stick to it. And so what I come across very often is people picking up different things from lots of different trainers and really not even realizing, has that trainer ever even sponsored anybody? I'll tell you that 90% of them have never. 90% of the people that are teaching how to prospect and how to build a business have never even built a business themselves. That's what's awesome about what we have here. Anything that you hear that we give you, we've done personally and have outrageous results from it. I didn't become a millionaire from teaching seminars. I became a millionaire from building a home-based business. So there's a big difference, a huge difference. And I've, you know, my husband and I have made millions in real estate and investments and other businesses as well. But we have our true track record. You know, our initial track record is just from building a home-based business. That the other businesses that we built spurred off from our home-based business. So, yeah, when you so you have this very non-threatening, friendly, easy to listen to, easy to talk to, easy to open up to you. You're disarming is what it is, and that's awesome. That's a big blessing. And so, but you armed me by saying your name and phone number, your first and last name and phone number.
Mm, okay.
So that made me take a step back and going, okay, wait a minute, this person's going to try to sell me something. And so so take that out. Just stick to the script.
Okay.
There's a few other things that you ad-libbed and added to the script. There's no reason to add it. All it does is give you extra words, and actually it gave you a defensive posture is what it did. And you were kind of like backtracking and moving forward and trying to, oh, I got to make this happen, I got to do that. And that's what I heard in your voice. And some of that is nervousness because you're talking to me, but I can pretty much guarantee you it probably happens on the phone with your prospects as well. It's almost like you've got your dukes up and you're ready. Okay, I know they're going to ask me a question. Do you feel that way when you're prospecting?
Not nearly as much as I did with you.
Okay, so, well, the truth is, and here's another thing. The truth is that your numbers tell me something. I bet you feel like most of the conversations go pretty well with your prospecting, right?
Yeah, they do.
And you're really shocked when they're not there after,
yeah,
after the, yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. You're doing a lot of talking. And
yeah,
you have the personality where you feel really good talking.
Yeah.
So you feel good about the conversation, but how do you know if the prospect feels good about the conversation?
Well, I'm guessing they don't because they're not there.
You're right.
Yeah.
And so, again, let me ask that question again. How do you know whether or not the prospect feels good about the conversation?
Because they're doing a lot of talking.
Well, no, if they show up.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, yeah, right.
It's real simple.
Right.
So, you know, you feel, just because you feel good about it, and this goes for everybody that's listening right now, just because you feel like, no, I'm really connecting with the prospect. Well, just because you're doing a lot of talking or you're feeling like you're finding things to relate to them with, let me give you the prime example. You lost control of the conversation in two places. One, you lost control of the conversation of your disarming, non-threatening, friendly self when you said, hey, what can I do for you? And I said, well, what do you have? I mean, I'm an open door. Great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Well, I can get one. Great. Save us both time. I need to ask a few questions to figure out which information to direct you to. Okay, but instead you said, well, my name is Tracy, and my phone, my Loiter, and this is how you spell it, and here is my phone number. Okay, I don't know this person. How do I get off the phone with them quick?
Okay.
They're going to try to sell me something. This is a telemarketer. I'm done with this conversation. Okay, so that was the first place where I took one step back. The second place I took a step back was here. What do you do for a living? And I said, you know, I'm a cocktail waitress. What do you like about it? Whatever. All that stuff went really good. Okay, and you said you lived in Hawaii. Where? What part? And you said, oh, I've never been there, but I've been to Maui twice on vacations. And then you lost the control right there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? When did you come? Oh, you said, oh, first, you know, 10 years ago and then just a few whatevers ago. And, you know, how long did you stay? Well, we stayed for 10 days. So now what you were looking for was a place where you could build common ground. For 1 year, Tracy, I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
I don't want you in the initial contact to put you into the equation. I want bridges being built. Now, to build bridges and to build me twos, I want your me twos and bridges to be built between the prospect and where they want to go. Not between you and common ground of the prospect.
Okay.
The way to get these prospects to fall in love with you is to get them talking about themselves. What you didn't find out is that I hated Hawaii. I was homeless in Hawaii.
Mm. Right.
And you're, like, really building up Hawaii.
I totally felt like I lost it there. Like, I knew exactly what you were doing. I'm like, crap, I lost it here.
And I'm sure that majority of your conversations that you feel really good about are the ones where you lose control of the conversation and not know it.
Right.
It's where you find common ground. You go, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you have kids? I have kids too. How old are yours?
Mm-hmm.
Mine are.
Right.
Oh, your husband's an engineer. Mine is too. How long has he been? Oh, mine's been for.
That happened to me twice today, as a matter of fact. As you're saying it, two people I talked to today talked about going on disability and how long it's taken. I'm like, gosh, it took my husband almost 4 years, too. I understand, you know, right, went right to that. So, okay. So a whole year, huh? You don't want me to do that?
No. No. It's not about you. It's about the prospect.
Right.
And you make it about you. Well, the thing you have to ask yourself, is it working?
Not like it should be.
It's not at all
yeah,
working.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The answer is no.
Right, right.
The answer is no, it's not working. You're making yourself the issue. And so, and here's, and then what happened was is that your posture changed from friendly, non-threatening, and disarming to defensive and backpedaling and trying to regain control. And when you listen to the MP3, you're going to hear you started talking faster and faster and faster and faster because you were afraid I was going to interrupt you again. So you start off at a certain pace in the beginning and then because I just know you're going to ask me another question. And you know what, Danny, I don't know if this really is for you.
Right.
I mean, you really drove that one in because I asked you questions. The reason why I asked you questions is because you gave me an opportunity to by talking about yourself.
Okay. So I'm going to avoid that by not talking about myself.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to make the prospect the real big issue. Okay? I'm going to take you through, and by the way, I want to tell you, you did a really good job, too, at the end, where, you know, when I asked you the question, and you just belabored it a little too long, when you said, you know, Danny, so how serious are you about starting a home-based business? Well, I'm very serious, but tell me why. Well, what is this about? And, you know, I started out, and is there anybody else in Hawaii doing this? And, you know, remember I started drilling you with like that?
Yep.
You did a really good job initially, but then you belabored it. You didn't need to belabor it, which means you got defensive.
Okay.
And so here's how you could do it. So you said, well, you know, right now, you know what, Danny, this is some really good questions. And you did that very confidently, by the way. You were not afraid to say that to me, and that was awesome. You know what, Danny, this is some great questions. In fact, let me just go ahead and tell you about the company I work with. That's all you needed to say.
Oh, okay.
But you spent about a minute or two right
yeah.
there. And you really belabored the issue. Well, you know, I really don't know if this is even for you. And on, really going after it. And then for the rest of the script, you were defensive. And so it'd be, so when I asked those, man, those are some great questions. Let me just tell you about the company I work with. Bam, stick to the script.
Okay.
At any place that someone asks you questions, unless it's someone really being a jerk, and there is a jerk script in the script book, but unless they're being a jerk, which I wasn't, you know, I'm just, you know, well, what is this all about? Da, da, da. You know, man, those are some great questions. Let me just go ahead and tell you about the company I work with. At any place that someone asks you a question, you can just keep reading the script. Now, let me tell you some things that made me, here's some other things. In the, some questions they ask are, you know, Danny, so, you know, what would it have to be worth your time? Well, you're elevating me instead of elevating the opportunity with that question.
Right.
I'm a stinking cocktail waitress making $1,500 a month. Okay? So what would it be worth your time? That's what a car salesman says. A car salesman will ask me, so, Danny, which color car would you want? This one or that one? You know, what would be worth it for you to pay monthly for this vehicle? Those are standard, salesy statements.
I don't know why I even asked it that way. I think I may have said that to somebody for the first time today because I've never said it that way until, like, before the call that I was making before this call.
It might be more often than you think than
okay.
what you can remember because I'm pointing it out right now and you're trying to figure out, you know, how many times have I said that. It rolled off your tongue pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it totally did.
Uh-huh. So there's a good chance you probably said it 1,000 times over the last 5 years.
Okay.
So it came pretty natural. If
right.
it was the first time, you'd have been stuttering through it. But it was because you actually asked that question or you phrased a question twice like that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't just once. It was two times here in the Some Questions They Ask Are and then another time, you know, whether or not it'll be worth it for you, that kind of thing. The that is just a very salesy technique. Stay away
okay.
from it. It promotes a trigger in the prospect that they don't want to hear. Okay. anyway, you did a great job even towards the end of the script. You know, hey, we're looking for people in Hawaii. Not will we be making the decision in the next week. That took away the urgency for me to look now.
Okay.
We'll be making a decision here in the next couple of days.
Okay.
For those positions there in Hawaii. So that makes me drive home right now faster to get online to look. Next week? Meh. Not much urgency in next week. Okay, cool. All right, let me I want to just kind of give you – I want you to feel what I felt going through, and then I want you to feel the way the prospect should feel.
Okay.
All right, so let's go here. Ring, ring, hello. Yo, you, ring, ring, you say hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good, how's it going?
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. Well, what company are you with, Danny?
That's a good question. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what is it that you do?
I work for a telecommunications company.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
8 years.
My goodness. And from home?
Well, I have a couple of offices, but I do work out of my house.
Wow, good for you. 8 years. Now, what exactly do you do with that telecom company?
I run the Midwest sales division for their corporate group.
Okay. Now, how did you ever get started in a company like that?
Oh, gosh. I started a long time ago as a sales rep and got moved up. I knew somebody who knew somebody, and then I just got promoted, and so I've been with them for a long time.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what do you like about it?
You know, it's always challenging. It's exciting. I really enjoy when our team achieves their numbers every month, and it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in that position where you basically have, you know, other people that you're influencing?
Mm, gosh, 5 or 6 years now.
Okay. So you got promoted fairly quickly?
I sure did, yeah.
Good for you. Now, what do you not like about it?
Oh, I work 70 to 80 hours a week.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I never do anything with my family, and it's pretty stressful. It's a pretty stressful position. I've got 120 people that work for me, so it's like having 120 little children I'm taking care of.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Gosh, you know, I also worked in a situation where, you know, I was actually working over 100 hours a week, 5, 6 days a week, and, you know, did not know my kids. My marriage was just doing terrible. I mean, I totally can relate to that kind of, it's got to be very difficult. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it
being
is.
Being able to put your kids to bed and, you know, I just really miss those little hugs and kisses from my kids. I mean, it was just a terrible thing.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we don't have any kids.
Oh, you don't have any kids?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's just you and your husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, that, you know, does he work a lot of hours too?
No, he's disabled.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. So are you pretty much the one that's providing?
Uh-huh, yeah, I am.
Wow. So that also puts a bit of added pressure for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I actually have a client that has, you know, a very similar situation where they were having to provide solely for the household and, you know. Well, essentially you're working two jobs, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't look at it that way, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, well, good for you. Okay, we're going to stop right there.
Yeah.
My address?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do.
Okay, now let's go ahead and go through it the other way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so now are you currently working from home?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is it that you do?
I work for a telecommunications company.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
I've been with them for 8 years now.
Okay, and how did you get started in that field?
Well, gosh, I started working in technology in college, and it just sort of, I ended up, you know, the right opportunity, right place at the right time.
Okay. And you said that you get to do this from home.
Yeah, I have a couple different offices. I travel throughout the Midwest, but I do get to work at home quite a bit.
Okay. Now, when you say that you work for a telecom company, what exactly are your duties daily and the tasks that they have you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I run the Midwest for our corporate sales channel, so I'm responsible for all the sales, everything that has to do with all of our clients, you know, through a 5-state region. So there's quite a few different things.
Now, what's the actual product that you guys, that your Salesforce sells?
We sell wireless programs and wireless data to corporate clients.
Okay. So who would be like your clients?
Pretty much everybody from a Fortune, you know, Fortune 100 company all the way down to, you know, a small mom and pop business. I handle the whole, everybody that's considered a business.
Okay. Now, how do you or your sales force go out and acquire that business?
We do a lot of cold calling.
Wow.
You know, we have existing client base, but that's a select group of my team. But the rest of my team does a lot of cold calling, feet on the street, and also by phone.
Okay. Now, how many people do you manage?
I have 120 people on my staff.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, what do you like about what you do?
You know, it can be a lot of fun. It's exciting when we do well. You know, it's fun to see people achieve their goals and to celebrate the success with the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you not like about it?
Oh, my gosh, the list is long. I work 70 to 80 hours a week, and it's incredibly stressful. And, you know, 120 people means 120 personalities and problems and challenges. Mm-hmm. And so it can be tough.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Now, are you thinking of replacing your income or just supplementing it?
Well, I think for now just supplementing it, but ultimately I'd like to replace it as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, are you married?
I am, yep.
Okay. And what does your husband do?
He's on disability. He's not worked since 2002.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
He has Parkinson's disease.
How old is he?
He's 43 now, but he was diagnosed at 34.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Now, that's not common, is it?
Well, no. Not really.
My goodness. Now, what did he do for his profession?
He was a land surveyor and worked in the construction field for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That is crazy.
It's okay. God is good to us.
Oh, man. Now, do you guys have kids?
No, we don't.
Okay. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a business before?
I have not, no.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you currently accustomed to?
Well, usually my income's anywhere between, in a bad year, probably about $150,000, and a good year, $250,000 or higher.
Okay. And what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
Well, I'd like to be able to bring in an extra, you know, $2,000 to $4,000 a month.
All right. And do you have capital set aside to start your business?
I do.
Okay. Now, you know, okay, so we'll just stop here. So you're catching my drift.
Yeah.
One, now you are put on a, well, you just tell me how you felt between both.
Yeah, totally different. When you work 70 to 80 hours a week, you don't want to have somebody up you and say, oh, I work 100. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, sure you do, you know. Yeah, I totally felt different, completely.
Mm-hmm. And the first time around when I'm, like, wasting your time, you're a Ruby, and that's obvious, okay?
Yeah.
So as a Ruby, you don't want me wasting your time.
Right.
Okay, and so me going off about my life and my family, you're driving me stinking crazy.
Right, and I didn't even have kids, so I'm like, good for you.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, so that's the drift. So I kept you on a place of you needing to impress me, and you're being interviewed. You felt being interviewed, correct?
I did, yeah.
Okay, but the first time through, did you feel being interviewed?
No, Mm-mm. I didn't.
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay, so there you go. So that's what I would do. Don't lean on, and everyone write this down, don't lean on your personality or your talent to prospect. It's not about that. It's about really making that prospect feel important. It's making them, it's developing trust with them. The trust is not being developed by your credibility or your talent or your personality. Tracy, I'm going to venture to say that you've had people inside of your organization say, well, you're successful because of your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had people that won't get involved in the business because of my background and
exactly.
Who I am.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay? And the reason is because your background and your personality is what's on the forefront.
Right.
Not them. So when you make the prospect feel like they are the one that's important and they are special, and you are trustworthy because you're not the issue and they are the issue, now that's not an issue. And it's a challenge because you've had to lean on your talent and your personality with your profession.
Right.
Right. But to pull the best out in other people, have you been at Dynasty yet?
No, we'll be at our first one here in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
Yeah.
That workshop, that 3 days, is going to massively change your entire culture for your whole business. You are going to have such significant breakthrough with your sales force. It's going to just blow your mind. I'm going to give you one quick form of advice on that. I'm sure you have a good-sized business, correct, if you've been doing your business for 5 years?
It's suffering right now.
It is?
Yeah.
There's one focus I would have right now, and that would be to get as many new people to first steps as possible so that they can qualify for Dynasty, because that's how you'll raise up leadership. The reason why your business is suffering right now is probably because you don't have any leadership that's like you.
Okay, yeah.
You're probably the biggest leader inside your group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, no one has surpassed you, right?
No.
No one's done better than you?
One time, 1 month.
The answer's no.
No, yeah, no. No.
The answer's no.
No.
Okay, so in order for that to happen, in order, now that's where my strengths are, is in raising up other leaders who can do better than me. And that doesn't mean that I sucked in my results. I had 100% closing ratio. I sponsored 40 to 60 people per month. I've raised up many people who've done far more than I have. So, but that has not happened because I'm so good at it. It happened because of a system. And so the system that you currently have, everyone, your business is dependent on Tracy. Now, Tracy, you don't need any more things dependent on you.
Right.
You don't. You're a strong woman, so therefore you think you can handle it. However, it's not what's best for everybody else. And in the long term, it's not what's best for you. I used to build it the way that, you know, that way that you are experiencing right now, where no one did better than me and everyone depended on me. There's only so many hours in the day that you have to be able to have those people depend on you.
Right.
And basically what you build is probably similar to what you have in your telecom business.
Yeah, yeah, and I've only come to that realization, Dani, since we started listening to your stuff.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to help your people become independent and to far surpass you. And so this next Monday night call that's coming up, I'm going to do that call live, and it is about finding the few who will and who will do it with all they got. I'm going to be talking about that next Monday night. But First Steps and Dynasty, between those two events, First Steps, if you've been to one, if you've been to 20, it's about developing leadership within you to a much higher level than where it is. And your leadership is awesome right now. Okay, you have done a lot. You've accomplished a lot in your life. But their next stage of leadership is developing other people who can do better than you.
That would be awesome.
Yes. And therefore, therefore you have nothing but comrades. You don't have people sucking the life out of you.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I've lived it. That's how I know, and I've watched my clients live it. So anyway, between the two of us, we're going to be able to raise up some insane leadership for you, and you'll have multiple examples. In fact, you'll end your year. Just imagine this. This is the way I ended it. This is the way I started every year. So I close out, you know, a 12-month cycle of a year. You know, it's December. It's all done, and I raised up 12 leaders. Every month, raised up a brand new person that's generating a six-figure income. And so then I would start January, and this is what I would say. I'm putting my check in the drawer, and I have nobody in my business. Why? Because they were all totally independent. They all knew how to build it themselves, and we were nothing but comrades. And so then here was January, and I would say to my prospects, listen, right now I'm interviewing for 12 positions, and I'm looking for one for January. And just like the one I found last year in January, and her name was Tracy. And let me tell you what happened to Tracy. And let me tell you where Tracy is now. So it would be, in other words, my track record was established, and now it would be, I'm looking to develop a whole new organization, a whole new people that will compete with the group that I built last year.
Mm, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that group didn't need me. So now it's all new, fresh, and now I'm building a group that's going to do better than the last one. So there wasn't a question in that prospect's mind as to whether or not we would do it. None. So.
Wow. Thank you, Annie. Thank
you
so much.
We'll
that's awesome.
That. Well, you've got a killer, killer foundation, obviously, and your past experience has helped you tremendously. We're just going to get rid of some of the salesy stuff. and I'm sure you definitely you know, you've done a great job, but you're ready for your next step. And the next step is, in fact, I'm going to ask you, Tracy, right on the spot, how many brand new people will you have in Los Angeles?
I have two right now.
Okay, brand new, not old, that you're dragging across the finish line.
No, nobody. I'm working so hard on that right now. That's been my focus is
good
making
job.
Sure I have people with us.
Yeah, and they need to be new people.
Yeah.
You need to
yeah.
get new people. And so these other people, these two old people, the focus for them is who's new that they're bringing with them. That's the only way you're going to see growth.
Right.
You're not going to see growth with old people coming to First Steps in Dynasty.
Right.
You're going to see growth with new blood.
Right.
And you'll see that they are starting with a totally different culture, the new ones.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll start with a totally different culture, totally different mindset, totally different pace. Which is fun and exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. You have no idea. I could cry. It's so exciting.
You're so cute. Okay, cool. All right. Well, awesome. You really have a killer foundation. And I think your prospecting numbers are definitely going to increase from here. And I think you could probably still, well, you already said you found a different lead source and are using some other leads. So, you know, you can test between both, those really dirt cheap ones and then the other ones, because 4% isn't bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Well, when Hans challenged us at in St. Louis to do the 1,000 dials,
it
was so easy, I just kept doing it.
Proud of you.
You know. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yep. So you could keep on that same path, and you're going to have some pretty killer results. Because if you're able to have 38 conversations, just what we did today, you're going to have more people. You should at least have 18 showing up.
Okay.
Yep. So that already doubles it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
So, I mean, you could build a great business just on that alone. All right, girl.
It's a deal. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Good job.
Awesome.
All right.
God bless you.
You too. I'll see you in L.A.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that segment. That's a little bit of a taste of what you can expect over the next 4 weeks of training. Tomorrow night, we're going to play for you a segment out of a closing class. It's a lot more intense. Definitely not quite as warm and fuzzy. And I think you're going to enjoy that a lot as well. You're going to get just as much great information and nuggets out of that as well. Before we log off tonight, I want to share with you a couple of the superstars from this last week who turned in their homework and gave us some information about what they did as far as their business goes last week. Now, I know that a lot of these folks are going to be working hard for the next week. Some of our top dialers were 400, 500, and 600 dials a week. Now, these are obviously going to be people that are primarily working cold leads. However, it's going to be, I'll give you some interesting numbers here on the show-up rates and the number of people taken to the business presentations was actually evened out quite a bit once you got down into the warm market people. So Maisha Taylor actually made 2,000 dials last week. Now, she uses an auto dialer. She had 175 people that actually picked up the phone. From that, she was able to get 50 people to come take a look at her business presentation. So that's pretty awesome. Clifton Waddington actually made 700 dials himself, and that's awesome. So those are our two top dialers for the week. Like I said, there were several that did 600. We had quite a few that did 400 and 500. At 500, between 500 and 550, there was quite a few people in there. A lot of people doing 400. And again, these are mainly people that calling that, you know, dialing cold leads. Now, as we got into the number of people that people were talking to, Josephine Taylor actually ruled that contest with 77 people that she was able to get a hold of and talk to and prospect and bring towards a presentation. Which is awesome. Talking to 77 people, that's about 10 people a day, 15, 20 people a day if you're working 5 days a week. That's awesome. That's your business is moving well at that point. Congratulations, Josephine. Really awesome. And then Amy Wake, who is actually one of the top warm market builders that we have in our class this week, she talked to 100 people. She got 50 people. She made 100 dials. She talked to 50 of those people. So she, out of 100 dials that she made in her warm market contact list, 50% of them picked up the phone. That's huge, huge number. And from those 50%, she was actually able to get 40 of them to take a look at a business presentation, to come to a business presentation, whether it was online or live, I'm not sure, but That is huge. Imagine having those kinds of numbers in your business. That is awesome. I'm sure the other 10 were probably just, you know, the schedule wouldn't allow it in the week. But, man, to get 4 out of 5 to show up as a business presentation, Amy is doing a killer job and obviously doing an awesome job. So, you know, no matter if you're working cold leads, that's a great way to go after. You're going to go through a lot of dials, but you can definitely get the results. If you're working warm leads, it's still about the numbers. You've got to get out there and make those dials, contact those people, and I'm sure you're going to get some great results like Amy Wake did. So congratulations to all of our winners this week. Next week, we'll compile some numbers. We're also going to kind of try to break it out by cold dialers as well as warm market builders, and that should give us a little bit more even of a playing field. But man, you guys are working hard. For those of you that are, you know, not quite ready, you know, haven't quite gone to work yet, now is the time to do it. Make your list of names tonight. Get some leads in your system tonight. Make sure that tomorrow morning you hit the ground running. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before you have to turn in your homework again on Monday. You can make up for any lost ground that you have up until this point this week. Folks, I hope this call was encouraging to you. I hope you saw that there's an opportunity for you to improve. The guest tonight was awesome. She did an amazing job. Great example of someone who's actually very good at what she's doing, but how a couple little tweaks can make a big difference. And I'm sure Danny's going to grab some folks of all skill levels in the upcoming classes. So next week we are live with Danny. Tomorrow night is the start of our closing class series. We have a similar layout for tomorrow night. Laura will be your host tomorrow night, and if you have not yet turned in your homework or joined the Prospect and Closing Super Friends, please do that. Stay tuned for your emails. If for some reason you haven't gotten your emails, they have definitely been sent to you, so make sure that you're checking your spam inboxes and all that kind of stuff. Give us a call at Smarter Networker if you have any problems. We're here to help you out, and we want to have you give you as much opportunity and success this next 5 weeks as possible. But, man, imagine where you're going to be going into the Orlando First Steps to Success the first weekend of May after talking to hundreds of people over the next week or two or 5, imagine where you're going to be if you're consistent over the next 5 weeks, how many people you could have with you in Orlando. It's going to be a huge thing. Your business is going to be on a totally different level, and it's going to be exciting because you're going to see duplication, you're going to see leadership development in your business, and you're going to see the power of our industry, the residual income start kicking in, the true excitement of other people going to work and having success, and what that does for your check is up just around the corner for you. But you've got to go make those dials, so get a hold of some people to talk to. Make sure you've got those script books and all the other resources we've been sharing with you through our emails and stuff, and just get serious about it for the next 4 or 5 weeks. What's the worst thing that could happen? The worst thing that could happen is you could fail and not make that much money, but your business will still be moving. You'll still be doing the thing, and you'll have a much better skill set at the end of the 5 weeks. The best thing that could happen is that you have great success, and your check is going through the roof, and you've got tons of people coming to Orlando to see Danny live, and your business is on a whole other platform. Folks, this is just the start of some amazing things in your business. Your summer is going to be unlike any other you've ever experienced before, and I know you're going to have an awesome, awesome experience here this next few weeks as we go and dive into this prospect and closing class. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight, and please plug into the Prospect and Closing Super Friends, and we'd love to hear your comments. Please go over there and share your experiences, what you got out of tonight, and please offer up any encouragement for anybody that needs it over there as well. So thanks again, you guys. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
This officially ends tonight's call. Thank you for your participation. Have a good evening. You may now disconnect.